We're on the bus down to Wembley. It's Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap. I'm with Craig Cannon, Paddy Fitz and Adam Melia. As we set off, we've just left Liverpool. And Craig, my kind of first thought getting up this morning was, you just can't take these for granted. It's another one under this manager. It might be one of the last ones under this manager. We don't know what's to come yet with the Europa League final and the FA Cup final, but you just can't take these for granted.
Yeah, no, you can't. I mean, the three trips to Wembley 2 seasons ago were some of the best sort of experiences supporting Liverpool I've had. That semi against City in particular was incredible, and you know, obviously a massive part of that's winning the trophy. And you know, when you look at the players that we've got at our disposal or don't have at our disposal, it adds a bit more peril. And the fact that, you know, obviously it's Jurgen's last season, we want to win as much for him as possible over the next few months, and that feels massive. It adds like an extra layer of emotion to it and an extra layer of importance. But actually for me, like, you know, I think about, rather than it be about what Jurgen can win towards the end of the season, I'm thinking about, well, what can Liverpool 2.0 win at the beginning of what they're about? And I think that's what's going to be massive, particularly for some of the players that are going to be playing today. You know, whenever you're looking about there's players that you 2 months ago you wouldn't have dreamed of starting for Liverpool in the cup final, and here we are. So there's loads to sort of unpack and get excited about. There's loads to feel nerves about because it's a cup final and you always are going to have those. But overall, just like enjoying every moment of them, because like you say, these are the good times, and we've had these good times under Jurgen.
Paddy, the jeopardy points. There's always jeopardy when you go into a cup final, but I think because of the current situation with the playing squad, this one feels like it's a little bit more in the balance than you'd like.
Yeah, I think, you know, I always think about cup finals, like, it's very rare you play well in a cup final anyway. So the fact that we've got, you know, we're down to the bare bones, really. We were talking just off air then about, you know, the substitute bench and things like that, and like, they're going to get an 11 out that we think is going to, that will have a chance. And then the subs, you're struggling to name one or two you think can really make an impact, unless, you know, there's Nunes and Salah on there. But I don't know, I think in your head it does build up that, you know, us against the world kind of mindset, and I think they will go into it with, you know, that attitude of, you know, we can be the heroes today, we can be the ones that win the cup for Liverpool. A load of them have played along the way, and got us to the final. So I don't think it'll, you know, for them players, they'll feel like they deserve to play. It won't be. I don't think they'll be thinking, you know, we're only here because of the injuries. I think a load of them players will think, you know, we're right to play today. And I am looking forward to it. I'm a bit nervous. I think we're due a loss in one of these now, but no, I think it's a massive opportunity for the players who will play today.